Hello, Casey?
Yes.
Hi, Casey. How are you doing today?
I'm all right.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. Happy Wednesday. We're halfway there, right? All right. So my name's Amy. I'm the specialist in the department that handles the pricing for your area. And it looks like you were sent over to me to pull up the program details to see if this is going to be a good fit for you.
Okay.
As I look over everything here, Casey, I see that you do have a Google Business profile. And then I also see that you have a great looking website, nwinstallationsllc.com. Did you have somebody build that for you or did you build it yourself?
That one is through, one of the Town Square or something like that.
Okay. And are they just running the website or are they also doing the marketing for the Google listing and such?
They're doing the marketing also.
They're doing the full marketing. Okay. And are you interested in switching over or are you pretty happy with what they're providing for you? How long have you been with them?
I've been with them a while. I would be open to switching.
Okay, cool. All right. And I'm just looking over here to determine which package is going to be the best for you. Since you're going out 75 miles, we have two different packages that would be best for you. I understand that's how far you're willing to travel, but is that how far the target actually is outside of Walla Walla?
We'd like to stay in closer, and actually, most of our work's not in the Walla Walla area. That's just where the Washington
business is located.
Headquarters are for my business.
Yeah.
So it's actually Pendleton is our base.
Okay.
Pendleton, Oregon, 97801. So
I
walked 75 miles out of Pendleton.
Okay. And do you have an address in Pendleton that we can verify?
Yes, I believe we have one verified at, I think it's at 29 Southeast Court Street, Suite 217.
Hold on, let me take a look. Pendleton, Oregon. Let me take a look here. Okay, I do see it here, 1708 Northwest 48th Street.
48th?
Yep.
That's where the shop's located, so yeah.
Okay, cool. So we can do that location if that's what you prefer. Absolutely no worries.
Yeah.
And I do show that this Google listing is temporarily, it shows that this location is temporarily closed, so we can get that taken off and get that squared away through Google. So first and foremost, Casey, the major benefit to the position lies in the exclusivity. What that means is that once we begin to work with y'all on the first page of Google and Bing, we close the category down. We're not going to work with anybody else offering the same stuff that you guys are offering to your clients. Now, with this, you're only interested in doing the one location, not the Walla Walla, right?
Correct.
Okay. Do you happen to have a Facebook page, business or personal?
I don't think so, but maybe.
Okay.
I do. I don't ever use it.
That's okay. The reason
I have a personal one I know, and I have an old business one. I don't think I have a new business one.
That's okay. So from every personal page is how the business pages are built. And the reason that I bring it up is it's a very inexpensive yet very lucrative way to advertise, and we have a package bundle for that. We take care of all of it. So it's not like you have to figure it out. You literally just give us access. We can build the new Facebook business page and make it super fancy. And it correlates with the Google listing, and those two programs actually talk to each other. So we have, like I said, we have two different packages that I believe would fit very well for your company, okay? The first one is going to be priced at a flat rate of $299 a month. It's about $10 a day. This package includes getting that Google listing out of temporary closure. It includes full programming for that Google listing, keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, content creation, and first page placement within the first 30 to 45 days. So everything here is done month to month. There's no contract, but the company does ask that you verbally commit to stick the program out a minimum of 2 months, just so it can all come to full fruition since it's not done overnight. We explain the timeline very clearly to our clients and make sure that you have a strong understanding of how it will benefit your company. With the package, it does include, if you need it, it does include a full website. I think your website looks pretty cool currently, but I don't know what the terms that you have going on with Town Square are. So when you choose to leave that company and switch over here, if you need a new website, we'll go ahead and include one for nothing additional. It's within the package, okay?
Okay.
With this, we also include, like I said, those Facebook ads. They're very lucrative, yet inexpensive. So $100 of that monthly budget goes directly to the Facebook ads every single month. The cool thing about having a dual program between Facebook and Google is that those two programs actually talk to each other. So when somebody is on Google and they're looking for any of the keyword services that you provide, they're looking for the remodels, they're looking for the replacements, they're looking for the home improvements, they're looking for any of those services, and then they go to their Facebook feed, you're going to automatically be coming up directly within their Facebook feed. But also, people are now using Facebook as a direct search engine as well, Casey. Okay?
Okay.
Both packages come with the tracking and reporting system. We give you a downloadable app to track the physical phone calls as they're coming in. You also get the ability to sign on anytime, day or night, to track the results of the package and see exactly what keywords you're listed for, the location of the searches that have been performed, how many phone calls you're saving from new clients. With this, we also include full programming for the top 60 directories, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce, HotFrog, Kudzu. Now, all of that happens in the first 5 to 7 days. The ads are up and running in the first 7 to 14 days. And that package is very lucrative and it's very helpful to your business. Now, if you're really, truly not into Facebook or really even open to it, we understand that. So we do have another package. And this package is awesome because it gives you two different spots on the first page of Google. This package is priced at $4.49 a month. And what this package includes is the first page placement on Google within the local map listing, like I said. It will also include a full website for the company, all of the features, but the additional cost between the $299 and the $449 is going to be $300 goes directly to Google Ads. So Google Ads is actually a second position on the first page of Google. When you do a search on Google, usually you'll see the map pop up in the middle of the screen with the little red dots. That sounds familiar, right?
Yeah.
That's called the Google Local Listing, and that's the position that we're generally talking about. But for the Google Ads, it's directly above that spot up at the very top of the page. And what this does, Casey, is this is going to be SiteLink extensions directly to your company, and those calls are going to come directly to you. We're able to be very specific with the zip codes as well as the keyword coverage and areas that you heavily want to target and saturate. And it's going to allow you to have a very powerful position capturing the specific type of jobs that you want there in the Google Ads along with the local listing. So these two positions also support each other very strongly, and you get that tracking and reporting system for this as well. Okay?
Okay.
Which package do you think would fit for your company?
Oh, probably I don't know that I could afford the bigger one right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So.
You can always start with the $299, allow us to show you everything we've got, and then you can upgrade to that other package after you make some more revenue. It's always buildable. You're always able to upgrade the packages. So tell me, since it's done month to month for all the services provided to show you a strong return on investment, I'm sure this is something you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot. That way we can prove it to you, right?
That was, yeah, something like that.
Okay.
It really depends on, I don't know what I'm paying right now for the other service. And so I'd have to look that up and see. And that way I could actually, you know, make a comparison.
Right. Well, when I'm looking through, I mean, are they taking care of the Pendleton location? Or are they taking care of the Walla Walla location?
I think they're doing the Walla Walla one. So,
okay.
You know, I haven't talked, I just, I'm really bad at talking to people that are trying to help.
that's a little funny.
They call every month or every 2 weeks, and I just say, oh yeah, I'm fine, okay, bye, because I'm too busy with customers to actually be busy getting more customers. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that totally makes sense, and that's never a bad problem to have.
It's one guy wearing every hat is the problem.
Right.
Wearing all the hats in the business.
Right. Well, allow us to take a hat for you, because I mean, when I look here, I'm not one to knock another company, but I'm looking, and if you've been with them for a couple of years, you have absolutely zero reviews on either location. You don't have reviews. You don't have weekly posts. There's a number of things that you don't have. I mean, the website looks fantastic. I love the website that they've built for you. But as far as actually bringing in new stuff, I don't see too much going on for that. And of course, the one location is "quote unquote" temporarily closed. So
right, yeah, temporarily closed. And I don't know. I might have done that. I don't know, but they should recognize that.
Right.
I can't even. For some reason, I was trying to pull up my online banking to see what I'm paying them. It's not working. It's really funny. I wonder if they email me a receipt or something.
They should be emailing you invoices monthly for what they're charging you, unless you did
a different account.
Yeah,
I'm sure they are. I just don't ever. One thing is I'm kind of changing the direction we're going with the work, I think. And so, so really what we're focusing more on is garages. And outbuildings, pole barns, that type of new construction. We'll still be doing some residential remodel, but I don't want to, if you're already, you know, like you said, you're exclusive. So if you're already doing somebody that's doing pole barns and garages, then we don't, you know.
You want to build garages, right?
Yes.
Okay. No, so this is the thing, is we take a look at everything that's out there about you. We're able to service you for all of your keywords. And if you want a heavier target on garages, pole barns, outbuildings, things like that, we can absolutely do that. That's not a problem.
Okay. And then yeah, so I guess I kind of understand all that you're saying you guys do, but I guess I, other than just optimization, is that pretty much all of it? I mean, you said that you take care of, so as far as taking care of a Facebook page and you're adding content to it, what type of content do you add to things to keep it
fresh,
you know, going? What is that?
So the content is super, that's a very broad term, and I'm glad that you asked that question. So the thing about this is that we get the specific photos. You can either send the photos to us and we can post them onto the social media, and we build the ads themselves. So it's not just like, it includes posts, stories, reels, things like that, but even more importantly, it includes Facebook ads. So if you've used Facebook at all recently in the past few years, then you've noticed maybe sometimes you'll be doing a search for something random on Google, and then it will come up through your Facebook feed when you didn't even necessarily use it to post on Facebook, okay, or to search on Facebook, which you can now use Facebook as a direct search engine. Ever since COVID happened, it's kind of exploded because, you know, the whole world shut down. and everybody had that stay-at-home order, but then they went home and they realized, hey, this place needs some sprucing up. It's not the best, you know, because now they're not just driving away from their house every single day. They're actually there spending time at it. So that's when the new construction started happening. That's when the remodel started really taking place, because your industry actually took off with like a great ball of fire in the past. There's analytics all across Google, Facebook, all of the different destinations on how the searches have increased because people were looking for local service providers. So that has allowed Facebook, or Meta as it is now, to be able to capitalize on that for the clients. So there's automatic retargeting between Google and Facebook when you have these two dual programs. That's why we couple the services in order to show you the strongest return on investment. As far as the actual content goes, we have content writers that actually write all of the content that goes, and we go ahead and include the optimization for each post, each ad, each story, each reel, in addition to adding in the photos and getting you that strong exposure. So it's like its own whole marketing just for Facebook, in addition to the Google listing as well as the other services.
Okay, that kind of makes sense then.
Yeah, I think that you would really like it, especially since you're a busy guy. You know, you would be able to just send us the photos, or you can just post them onto Facebook, or, you know, whichever way is easier for you. I do want you to know, though, Casey, it is a relationship. It's not a relationship like a marriage where you have to, where you owe us anything at the end of the day, or you have to, you know, respond by a certain time, or you're sleeping on the couch. That's not the case at all. But in order for this to work well, it does require, you know, a little bit of your time, not a lot. We try to take care of as much as possible. We have lots of clients who choose to set it and forget it, and they love the results. We have some clients that set it, and then there's someone involved, and then we have the clients that are, like, super involved, who are in there changing stuff up every single, you know, week and making adjustments and things like that. And this is the cool thing about this, the thing that I like the best, is that it's not a cookie-cutter recipe. So this is going to be more specified and specific to the type of jobs that you actually want. If you're still offering the remodels and the door and window installation and things like that, but you want a heavier focus directly onto the outbuildings, the pole barns, the new construction for the garage builds, things like that, then this is going to be a really great way to advertise that and really push that out, because we don't have to target all of the keywords, all of the things that you're providing. If you're stacked up on remodels, cool, then we can specifically target to bring you the new business for the specific categories that you're looking for.
Got it. That makes sense. So, yeah, your service is about twice as much as what I'm paying right now. I just finally found a receipt.
Sure. And I can see that. I could definitely see that, because it's twice as much.
Probably
going to
be that $100 and and the $100 in ad is part of it, because I'm not sure that I'm getting any right now.
You're not. I can't even find your Facebook page, so I can tell you you're probably not.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah. So I don't know. What's it cost to kind of get going? Is it prepay stuff, or how's your get it started work?
Well, it costs you your firstborn child. I'm going to need 5 liters in blood, and I want $10,000 to get started. Okay.
Perfect. Sign me up.
You're like, firstborn child, no problem. Do you want the second as well? Right.
Yeah.
No.
Some blood if that's your thing.
Right. No. It's just the $299 to get set up, and then what happens is we go ahead and schedule the client interview with the technician, and we also read a voice verification outlining the service agreement, the fact that everything is done month to month, that there's no contract for your company, but then it reoccurs, the payment would reoccur on the 24th day of every month. If at any point you chose to pause the service, because you have the ability to pause it if you're overwhelmed and you're not charged and you don't lose your placement or listings or anything like that, and, or you can cancel the services at any time, no questions asked. We just ask that you do that within 3 days of the billing. Okay?
And on that, is so would you transfer the existing website to your hosting or
well, that's really up to you, between you and Town Square. So my understanding with Town Square, as I've had quite a few clients come over, is that they, you're going to have to figure out if they're going to let you keep the site or not. If they're going to let you keep the site, we don't mind hosting it. That's not a problem. We can host it for you. But you do need the login credentials for it so we can connect it to the hosting.
Hello? I lost
how
you.
Much are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I just lost you for a minute.
Oh, okay. So do you mind if I ask how much are you actually paying them? Is it $199?
$149. That's the June.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that sounds to me like it is just the website and the Google local listing, which explains why there's not a whole heck of a lot out there about you. So with that, you can ask them if you love the website, if you can just do a website buyout, can I just buy out the website and then we can host it for you? Or, you know, a lot of times some of these companies, they don't want to give up the website if they don't get to control the Google listing. So what we're going to do, because your location in Pendleton is temporarily closed, we're going to have to reach out to Google and claim over that, which is not a problem at all. It is a process that we do regularly for clients like yourself who are in that particular situation. That's why we are a premier partner, is because we have like the bat phone with Google and we're able to go ahead and take care of that.
And with that, will they have to send another postcard or whatever and do all that?
To claim over it,
yeah.
There's a chance that we may have to do that. If you don't have the login credentials for it, there is a chance of that for the Pendleton location.
Okay, mail because doesn't get delivered. The hardest part with that is mail doesn't get delivered to that location.
Okay. Okay. So is there a different address in Pendleton?
Yeah, there's a there's an office I could send it to.
There you go. See? That solves that very easily. We have a workaround for just about everything.
But I guess, it was just one of those things that it's with, what am I trying to say? Sometimes with Google, they're just weird.
Yeah, and it definitely seems that way to yourself as the regular consumer, but that's why Google has these 40 premier partners. So there's thousands of SEO companies across the U.S., but for the actual like premier partners. So what Google has done, since they don't offer this service themselves, since what they offer is they offer like the ads to the large corporations, places like HomeAdvisor, Angie's, Walmart, Target, Coca-Cola, Nike, all the places that don't have to advertise yet still do. That's who Google themselves deals with. For the small to medium-sized business owner like yourself, they've selected 40 premier partners in the U.S. And then below that, you have your regular Google partners. And then below that, you have your SEO companies and programmers. So we 17 years ago, we started as a regular search engine optimization company, and we have just built this up into a full digital marketing firm, achieving the highest level of partnerships across the board. So we have a Meta partnership. We have the Google Premier partnership. We have a Google Guaranteed partnership. So we also offer Google Guaranteed for select categories. And we've got our own Google team. So we have our own contacts at Google. When there's a situation like this and there's something that's stuck in suspension, or there's something that's stuck in pending, or there's a location that's quote unquote temporarily closed, it's usually because there's been no activity on that Google listing for quite some time and they've gotten no feedback from consumers either. So unless somebody says something, it's considered temporarily closed. Because what it looks like here is it says, what it says when you click on the temporarily closed, it says NW Installations LLC is temporarily closed. If that's wrong, you can suggest an edit. So say I was in Pendleton and I wanted to go leave you a review, right? I would go there and it would say that. I would click on it and I have the opportunity to go in and notate just as a regular everyday Joe. Everyday human, I could say, oh, I just got service from these people last week and they're absolutely fantastic and they met all of my needs and whatever the case is. Okay. But there's been no activity on that Google listing for quite some time. So that's, I mean, cause there's not even a single post. There's not a single review. As far as I can tell, nobody's even looked at it in quite a while. You know, is that probably accurate?
Right. Yeah, I would assume so. I don't know.
You're like, I've been so busy, I don't even know, man. Well, let us take care of it for you, Casey. I think that you're going to be very pleasantly surprised and very, very happy. And the thing is the website that you have for both locations is attached. Now, with this, the other thing is that I want to tell you is that we're going to give you a call tracking number for this, because you can't have the same phone number on two different locations. That may have been something that was flagged by Google as well, because the same phone number is the same contact number for each of them. When we assign a call tracking number, it comes directly to your phone. All the calls still come directly to you. It's not like we're filtering them, but Google asks when you have separate locations, like you have the one in Walla Walla, you have the one in Pendleton, then they want different phone numbers on there and then the different verification addresses, which that may have been another reason that it was kind of flagged as something else that's going on. Like you said, Google is a little bit different and they do have different rules and criteria, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to ensure that the companies that are actually showing up on Google and on the first page are real companies. They're not, you know, because some people, right, believe it or not, create fake businesses. Like, it's nuts, you know? And they really do pull scams and things like that. So for accountability, it's the same way with Facebook. So that's why from the personal pages, all of the Facebook business pages are built. They're derivatives. They don't intertwine. It's not like, here's Casey and his family and his 500 dogs and, you know, his kid that he donated for blood and all these things. And then here's his fantastic business too. Everything is kept separate. But for authenticity purposes, because people were creating fake businesses on Facebook, they want to know that there is an established timeline here of some sort that, okay, this is an actual profile with an actual living, breathing human.
Right.
And that's just to keep it better, because they want less, you know, they want less complaints like everybody else, you know?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. So I guess I'd need to figure out what's going on with Town Square first and then get theirs canceled to get yours started. Because you said you'd build a web page, so it doesn't really matter if we keep that one or not. I don't care.
Correct. It doesn't. Well, and since you're doing that,
unless that affects the Google rankings and stuff, then we won't.
No, because you don't, honestly, you don't have a lot of Google rankings. With all due respect, if you had like,
I don't know,
any reviews, you have zero reviews. So if you even had any reviews, if you had anything that was a tying you to that, then
I don't have reviews. I don't ask people for reviews, so that's my fault.
Right. I would tell you that honestly, if it was something that I felt like you should keep, I would be the first to say, listen, you want to do everything you can to hang on to that website because there's reviews attached to it and there's this and there's that. You know, I like to do what's very best for my clients. But since you're going with the other location, since we're not even going to be doing that first location, it's really, truly not even an issue at all, because it looks like what they have control over is the other location, the location in Walla Walla, the location that you want us to advertise for, and what we can go ahead and get started on is the Pendleton location while you cancel that other location.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. So, yeah. My only other current issue is, yeah. I think we want to try this, but we'll have to do it tomorrow.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, even if you take the information you can, but the issue is that, my bank account was flagged for fraud 3 days ago and the new one hasn't opened yet.
Oh, man.
And so I can't give you a debit card or credit card or
checking
or anything. So
okay.
I have zero access to my money for, I think it's supposed to, I'm supposed to have it today, but I looked on the online thing and it's not up yet. So hopefully by the end of the day, the new account started. So, yeah, if you want me to call you back or if you want to call me back, I don't know which way to go, but we could do that tomorrow.
Okay. All right. And what time is best for you?
Oh, probably morning again, about like you did this time.
Okay.
What time was that when you called?
We're in the office as early as 7 a.m.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, 7:30 would be better.
Okay.
Are you Pacific or where are you at?
I'm in California. Yes.
Like 7:30 Pacific. Okay, perfect. Yep, 7:30, like anytime after 7:30 would be fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then we'll go ahead and we'll get it set up and we'll figure it out. So.
Okay, perfect. Thank you
awesome.
So much for your time, and I look forward to working with you, Casey.
Yep, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.